gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, you are listening to Broken But Glorious.
Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hulkster, whatever they call you, I'm coming after you, you coward.
Hello and welcome to Broken But Glorious. I'm Chris Lapp and I'm delighted to be joined online by two wonders of science and Chikara stars, Frantic and Vulgar. How are you doing this evening, gents? Thank you for joining me this evening.
Oh, thank you for having us.
I wanted to start the interview by discussing your devastating debut in Chikara. So my favourite part of the match was when you all had lined up in a row and you all delivered power bombs. Was there somebody on the roster you wanted to send a message to when you were power bombing people?
We want to send a message to everybody. We can't use that canvas anymore because they're still scraping the bodies off.
We want to send our message directly to all the Chikara roster.
I love your tag team finisher. Can you let the listeners know about the move and where you got the inspiration for the finisher?
We get all our inspiration from Professor Nicodemus. He is the true genius of this world. He gives us light. He gives us everything we need to succeed. So we do what we say. We do what he says.
So take us back to your creation. Who is Professor Nicodemus?
Are you insulting us? How do you not know who Professor Nicodemus is?
Well, I obviously know who Professor Nicodemus is. For the listeners who don't know.
For the listeners who don't know, Professor Nicodemus is our creator. He is our savior. He took us and molded us into something better than what anybody else could be. He made us superior. He gave me the frantic formula, and him the vulgar quotient.
And I display everything in the ring.
And what is Professor Nicodemus' goal in Chikara?
His goal is to show that his treatments work. His goal is to show that his treatments make everybody superior that he treats. We are the proof. And if there's anybody else who feels that they need his treatment, that feels that they are inferior and they want to be superior, they come to Professor Nicodemus because he will make them better.
And our destruction shows it. Our carnage shows it.
And so what was the purpose of your creation?
Professor Nicodemus gave me a frantic formula. It makes me smarter. It gives me quicker thinking. Any opponent that thinks they can outsmart frantic, they are sadly mistaken and they will pay for their misconception.
And I, the Vulgar Quotum, and I am imperious to pain.
Vulgar, do you have a message for the inferior Vulgars models out there?
I think you said it for me. Inferior. I am the true and perfect Vulgar.
Frantic, do you find it difficult to keep control when the ring bell goes?
I do not need to control myself. I've never had to control myself ever since Professor Nicodemus gave me power. Everybody that I face in the ring deserves my wrath, so I need not control it.
Do you have any favorite victims so far in Chikara?
Those traitors, those inferior Volgars, Jeremy Leary and Lucas Calhoun. They are my favorite victims. At Anniversario, they felt our wrath. They felt my wrath and the wrath of Calix the Castigator. But they still need to be taught a lesson. They still need to be put down for good. And myself, Calix, and Volgar will do just that. And what I did is just a little taste of what's coming.
This is the resilient rookie Green Ant, and you're listening to Broken But Glorious Podcast.
So there has been previous Volgar models, as we've mentioned in the past. So can you two be sure that Professor Nicodemus won't create more Volgars and Frantics in the future, and have newer models to attempt to dispose of you two?
What are you talking about? We are the perfect models! Professor Nicodemus has made a promise! What are you talking about? How dare you make models like that? I swear, I'm gonna jump through the camera! I'm gonna jump through this recorder and come right at you if you don't say anything!
It sounds like you want to be our next victim.
No, I don't. Sorry.
Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing at us? We deserve to be taken to this thing!
I'm not laughing at you. Right, so looking forward, it's been announced that you're part of the Kings of Trios 2018. Do you have a message for the other teams competing?
The other teams competing signed their death warrant. The other teams competing will not survive past Game of Trios Night 3 because we will go through them all. Whether we face them or not, because any other team who didn't enter the tournament while we are in deserves to be put down, and they will. They better watch their backs.
Just imagine all the carnage we will cause. All the destruction. All the chaos. And Professor Nicodemus will be happy. Because at King of Trios, we will prove that his science monsters are what we are.
If you could pick a perfect match for yourself and a stipulation, who would your victim be and what stipulation would you pick?
As far as our opponents, we would pick every single person, every inferior person out there. And a stipulation doesn't matter. Any rules cannot confine us. You can't pick any stipulation to confine us.
I think our previous matches show everybody what we can do, but you haven't seen everything we can do.
Alright, so where can people see you in the near future?
June 22nd at the Monster Factory. The Monster Factory, where we belong, because we are monsters, we are freaks. We will take on 3 Chikara competitors in El Hijo del Ice Cream, Danger Hawk, and Solo Darling. The next day at PPW, June 23rd, we will take on 3 more. Tell Lourdes Volgar,
B-Fan, Green Ant, and Officer Barksdale. PPW, respect. We will beat it out of you.
So I've really enjoyed speaking to you today. I'd love to have you on again in the future to promote any more victims you wanted to slaughter.
We will slaughter them all!
New subscribers to Chikaratopia streaming service can get your first 7 days free. A full week complete access to all the subscription content for free by visiting ChikaraPro.com and following the link for Chikaratopia at the top. So thank you for joining me today.